Sudan.
Forces in South Sudan's army have been told to be loyal to the country and not to politics, individuals or ethnicity. The formation of a military made up of both former rebel fighters and government troops is underway.
We have managed to unify the top echelons of the command. We are yet to complete the unification of the middle echelon, which is very key because the process is unification and not integration. So that's why you have to unify it at all level. And before you unify, especially at the top level and the middle level, the senior officers also have to go through orientation and training.
These soldiers form part of the first batch of graduates. Many don't have guns. The government says an arms embargo imposed by the United Nations Security Council in 2018 makes it hard to buy weapons. Delays in implementing the 2018 peace deal have forced the postponement of the country's first presidential election. For those elections to take place, people displaced by years of conflict need to feel safe enough to return home. According to the UN, there are more than 2 million internally displaced people in South Sudan, and another 2.3 million have fled the country as refugees. Fighting in some areas continues to kill and displace large numbers of civilians.
The process has been slow. It's been slow. The political elites who have been dragging their feet is simply because the two principals, His Excellency President and His Excellency First Vice President, have a high deficit in trust and confidence for working together as a partners to deliver the country from violence to peace.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has promised to resume talks with armed groups that did not sign the 2018 peace deal. That agreement stopped the worst of the fighting, but there are lingering tensions in communities that possess many weapons. And that will make maintaining peace and security even more difficult for South Sudan's new and poorly equipped, unified National Army. Harun Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Juba.